What's up, Kelly Rowland?
What's up, Puddin? How are you?
Puddin?
That girl just called me Puddin.
Puddin?
Record, what? Record yeah, that. Yeah. That was from Kelly Rowland calling Mad Hatter Puddin. Go on home.
Don't record that.
I hope you recorded that, son. You got that recorded? All right, my man. All right, Kelly Rowland on the mic, y'all. What's up, Kelly Rowland?
Are y'all giving her that much applause?
I am. J-Mac is mad at you, Kelly, but before J-Mac go into his angry rant with you, I just want to say lately these days you've been very free with your tone. And, how can I say this?
It makes us feel good to be Americans and citizens.
I don't know about that, but you just saying some very... Well, you're a grown woman now, so you saying some things that a couple of years ago you just would not say. Like, let's start with your song, Kisses Down Low. I was mighty curious when I heard that song. I said, that's Kelly Rowland? Shut your mouth. And then I looked at your picture, and I'm like, go on with yourself, dude. Go on, tell them what you really want. Go on with yourself, because you're grown now and you can talk that way. So I just want you to know, I'm a newfound fan. Always was, but now I'm newfound because it's grown Kelly Rowland, and I'm grown. And me grown plus Kelly Rowland grown is two grown peoples. Wow. Am I sounding too much like JQ?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to somebody
that
else. Jimbo, say hello and whatever you want to go.
Hello, Kelly Rowland.
Like
how you doing?
Why y'all saying my whole name? We've been knowing each other too long.
Because J-Mac said that you've been treating him wrong, Kelly Rowland. He said you've been treating him like a redheaded stepchild.
Man.
He said, I hit it wrong. Twitter had it. She don't hit me bad. I said, because she don't like you, Buster. It don't matter.
Now you want to talk. Now, here first of all, I don't be crying like that.
Oh, you do be crying.
Okay, a little bit. But still. Still, because you know we follow your career, we follow you all the time. You know we have so much love for you.
No, you a stalker. You different.
Okay, yeah. I know last night she was at this Essence thing or something, or some party she was at last night. So I do follow her. But, you know, I hit you on Twitter. I got people from the city that hit you on Twitter, and you never respond. Plus, I follow you on Instagram. I just follow your life.
Because he a stalker. But go ahead, address the J-Mac line. Go ahead.
So do you still love me?
I still love you. You probably go ask every other female that come in there the same question because you stalk them too.
No. No. It's just you, Kelly. I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise.
Well, I'm Hattie. You know I'm not believing that, right?
Wow. When are you coming down here?
I know. It's way, way, way overdue. I really want to get to Houston and I got to give me some good vittles in and good quality time with family in. It's been way too long. So I really miss Houston, though.
What was the laugh about that?
Now, speaking of good vittles, now, there was a report going out that you wanted to open up a breakfast spot called Morning Wood. Is that true?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. See, you're getting really grown. Morning Wood, is that a double meaning, Kelly Rowland?
Yes, it's breakfast. I just like to play on words. I thought it would be so cute. It's like, oh my God, yo man, we about to go over to Morning Wood and get some breakfast.
Kelly, this isn't like Hooters. You don't have like guys walking around with real like sweatpants, you know, and they just woke up or something.
Because I ain't going.
No, I would just have a really great breakfast spot. It would only be like maybe 12, maybe 20 tables top. But the best breakfast, like really like cool breakfast. Y'all, I love food. I'm a foodie, so I would love to open up a spot like that, yeah.
And speaking of spots that you may like, now, there's another one going around about you know, like to frequent a good sex shop with your friends from time to time. How true is that?
That's true. Why wouldn't
I love this Kelly Rowland?
Wow.
I love this Kelly Rowland right here. Oh, I love her.
Why wouldn't one want to travel in there and see what nice little gift one could pick out for later on?
But you need to run for senator of the state. I tell you, that's beautiful.
What? Shut up, JQ. What? Shut up.
You crazy, man. Well, talk about the album. Because I know it just seemed like you're so free with the way you feel these days. Years ago, I would have never heard Kelly Rowland talking about Morning Wood or I like to go to a freaky shop. Or
years ago,
ice.
She didn't know what that was. She was young.
Well, no. Her career was going a particular path, so certain things didn't seem like she would, you know, talk about. Now she's talking about Kisses Down Low, doing stuff with ice. And personally, as an adult, I like it. a lot.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it, because I'm sure you indulge in it.
Wait a minute now, Kelly Rowland. Now, if you don't want me asking you nothing personal like that, don't you be making no accusations about me. But if I do indulge,
it's nothing wrong with that, because you grown.
Yeah. Go on, Kelly. I don't know who this girl is.
That's my chocolate drop.
Oh, you know what? And what about that? I've been reading this report, and Rob G's been talking about it too. You had a problem with your chocolatiness, you know, when you were growing up, and you had to be set, you know, on the right path about that with Beyonce's mom. Is that true as well?
Yeah, it was. I mean, as a kid, like, you grow up, you see the magazines, you see all these different women that might have success, and they're not your same complexion. So when, you know, I got older and, you know, I remember looking in the mirror and just having a, you know, a difficult time as a teenager, as any teenager would. But I remember Tina would take me to the mirror and say, girl, you know how gorgeous this chocolate skin is. And she would always just pump me up and encourage me. And, but, you know, she's a great mother. That's how come I call her my Mama T. She's an incredible woman. And I'm just so grateful to her for that, because I love my chocolateness now.
Me too. I will. Some other things I like too, but I won't talk about it here because it's not the right place.
I won't say it because I'm married.
Okay, there it is.
Hey, Kelly, let me ask you this right here.
Okay.
With these other things they've been putting out here about your favorite sexual positions, why are you so free about that now too?
Well, I don't think it was reported like that.
Yes, God.
What was you looking at, Rob? Rob, are you all right?
He went completely like left with it.
And he's married.
So why are you even asking that question?
JQ just puts the question over here on a piece of paper. Wow. So check it out.
Just put it on me, huh?
Talking to Kelly Rowland, her new album is called Talk a Good Game, and we'll talk more of a good game with Kelly Rowland after a short break, so don't move. Well, how about this? With the song Kisses Down Low, did something happen or occur that made you say you could go with that song? Was that some true life experience thing going on? What?
You know what? We were in the studio, myself and Rock City and Mike Will, and we were just having a good time. And we got the inspiration came from T.I. I like my beat down low and my chocolate back. So when we heard that, we were like, what could we say? And so Rock City just started singing, I like my kisses down low, and it just worked.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, God, here we go. Another sexy record.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Leads to conversations like this one.
Yeah, it does. But you know, it's good adult-grown conversation. Now, with the album Talk a Good Game, you know, is this a grown folks album? Talk to me about that.
This album, first of all, I'm so excited about this record. The sooner I can get to Houston to play you this record, the better. I went in the studio with Mike Will, with Rock City, with Pharrell. And Pharrell is such a musician, and I love the fact that he is still so passionate about music after so many years. You know, he just had a 40th birthday,
right?
And this man looks like he's like 19 years old, just started the music business. Dream pushed me outside of, you know, the places where I am usually way too comfortable, and encouraged me to write more about like personal life. And I loved him for that, because we got some beautiful material out of it, and actually one really, really sexy freaking record. Harmony Samuels is incredible. Courtney Harrell. I actually did a record with them that features Beyonce and Michelle on it.
And you know, when you do that, everybody think y'all getting ready to get back together, but you also dismissed that.
Yeah, no. That's why I said it's myself featuring Beyonce and Michelle. We're grown women now.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And Kevin Costner, Boy Wonder, and T-Minus, Seven, and The Runners. Like, each session was so different from the other, but they all had a common thread, and the common thread was stories. I wanted to make sure I was telling real stories on this album, and, you know, Kisses Down Low is a part of that story. The other stories that are part of that story, so it's really great, and it's really going to be fun to share with everybody once it's out.
Album drops actually when, Miss Kelly Rowland?
June 4th, officially June 4th. You guys are the first to know that. Huh? June 18th.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All you right. Tell that.
Come on now.
No, it's definitely June 18th. It's June
18th. June 18th, we can look for Talk a Good Game. And hopefully we get a chance to see you before the album drops too, Kelly.
Yes, Absolutely. I can't wait to come down there. I want to play the record. Big shout out to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want you to answer me on Twitter.
Oh, gosh.
And another thing, I heard that you had or wanted to do a song with Houston rappers, but you're not going to do it because of Beyonce now? Is that true?
Who said that? Who did that question?
That's J-Mac. I just be reading the blog, so you don't know if it's true or not. You know,
I did, but she took everybody.
I told you, J-Mac be on it. That boy be getting around, girl. You better watch him.
And so how?
But you know what?
What?
It's not. I mean, it's fine. I mean, oh man, I wanted to use my voice so slipped up, but it's okay. I'm still gonna have. And the funny thing is like I had it like on my little thing in the studio, but it's cool because they really killed it on the remix.
Oh, for real? Oh, you like the remix?
I like the remix.
What do you think about Jay-Z? He just dropped a song just this morning about going to Cuba and answering the critics. What do you think about that?
Well, I haven't heard it, so I can't really speak on something I don't know about, can I? That would make me ignorant.
I guess not. And how Baby Blue? Oh, you can't speak on that. You can't speak on that. Oh, yeah, I read your interviews.
I told you that boy's stalking you, Kelly Rowland. I told you. You thought I was just saying that. J-Mac is stalking you.
Now,
wait a minute. Hold on. The question is, what is your name on Twitter?
J-Mac979. Because one time you said something to me.
One time.
Yeah. That one time about the Braille shirt song. And I talked about it for about 2 months.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. I'm going to find out.
So check out my boy. Because they don't think I know you down here anymore.
Okay. Oh, God. Really?
Wait a minute. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, too. And I always come in on your stuff. You never say anything.
Dude, if I knew your Instagram name, I'm going to say something. Now, stop
fucking stuff. And then you can give Charlamagne so much love. I'm like, and Charlamagne crazy. He said he like, well, you know what he said. We don't have to repeat any of that.
I won't say it.
He said he liked to get kisses down.
No, that ain't what he said. No. I'm gonna respect Kelly. She don't want you. I'll see you later.
No, hold on. Your name ain't coming up.
JMAC979. JMAC979.
Hey, Kelly, that's not the first time J-Mac heard that line from a woman.
Hey. That's so mean.
Hey, Kelly, you did the song with JMAC979. Kelly, okay. You did the song with
Future.
All right.
You did the song with Future. A lot of people think Header sounds like Future. So do you think maybe when you come down here, you can appear on Header's last album? Give him a little boost, throw a little bone back to the DJ that helped you, you know, launch your career?
Kelly, we are done here. Don't even respond to that mess. Don't respond to J-Mac either.
Oh, and Kelly.
J-Mac, you got guns right now.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, God. You just made it.
But you know what? I'm going to need you to chill out on all these darn texts and stuff you got up here. So many darn notes.
I told you. But read them, Kelly. Read some of them.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And Eminem, oh gosh. Oh, see, you got so many darn quotes up here. I'm going to lose my mind.
Go look. I got a picture up there, too.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm
you
must
got
say,
like two pictures up here, by the way.
Wow. No, I do. I got more pictures.
You got two.
You need to go check out my Twitter avatar.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, Kelly.
This is my girl.
Okay. Enough. Kelly.
The boss said enough.
Go talk to some other radio station now. I'm tired. The name of the album is Talk a Good Game. Kelly Rowland, when you get ready to drop the album, we expect to see you here so we can debut some cuts off of it.
Done. I cannot wait to be in the studio. We're definitely doing that.
Oh, no. Now, we can't wait for that either.
But you know what we should do? What? We should set it up to where it's like a little breakfast spot and we should call it Morning Wood.
Yeah. As long as you're in the studio.
Yeah, bring the girl. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What you mean as long as she's serving? She's serving breakfast?
Hey, man. We're going too far here.
Wow. Thank you, Kelly.
All right, Kelly.
Can you just at least wear your sexiest outfit for us?
She do that anyway.
I will. I promise. Y'all look crazy.
All right, Kelly Rowland. Good luck to you. Congratulations on everything.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye.